I'm joined by The Guardian's Chris McGreal, who is in Benghazi. Chris, there's been extensive bombardment of rebel positions over the past 24 hours. What's the mood amongst the rebel council there?
Well, I think that it swings between a certain grim determination and fatalism. Certainly the euphoria of the early days when the rebels, you know, pushed hundreds of kilometres towards Tripoli, and they thought that Gaddafi might fall within days. Those days have gone. They realise that he's going to fight on if he can, and not only has the push towards Tripoli stalled, but in fact it's being reversed. So I think that they realise it's going to be a long struggle. There's a couple of things things about the mood that have shifted when you talk to the rebel leadership, revolutionary leadership here. One is that they're looking increasingly to foreign governments to support them, with no-fly zones, discussion of whether there will be weapons supplies, recognition of the revolutionary administration as the legitimate. But also that they realize that having thrown their lot in against Gaddafi, even if he's able to militarily reverse their gains, there's no agreement that can be reached with him. They say that that given the nature of his regime over the past 42 years, that they cannot expect that there would be in any way treated in a different manner, even if he were to come to an agreement with them. So they essentially see themselves as fighting for their lives. They say it's him or us, and that they will keep up the struggle.
And they gave this 72-hour deadline for him to exit yesterday without any recriminations. Do they have any sense of whether he's likely to agree to that, or do they realistically think that's going to be ignored?
I think that it was a kind of bargaining position in much the way that Gaddafi himself offered a kind of national council. I don't think either side really expected the other to take that up. It's quite clear from what Gaddafi's doing in the west of the country, plus the military pressure he's keeping up in the east, that he's not planning on an early exit, even if it possibly is in the back of his mind that he might have to go one day. But right now, I think that there's a recognition here, a feeling here that this is going to be a long and protracted struggle. At the moment, the Revolutionary Council's decided that they don't regard it as a civil war. They say Gaddafi's trying to create a civil war in order to justify bombing cities and what they fear will become a very high civilian. But they say at the moment they just regard it as rather than a civil war between two sides of the country, simply the people of Libya in an armed uprising against a very narrow elite led by Gaddafi.
And in terms of no-fly zone and being armed, are they still drawing that sort of very strict line between foreign help and foreign troops entering their soil?
Yes, they are. That point's been made by the man who's effectively the leader of the Revolutionary Council, Jibril, in Europe, and it's repeated to me this morning that as things stand, they don't want to see foreign troops on Libyan soil. They say that that's a particular demand of the youth, given Arab history, given the history of foreign intervention throughout this region, both distant and more recent in Iraq, that would undermine their cause, that Libyans need to be seen to win this revolution for themselves, not have a government imposed through foreign intervention. And that's a particularly strong feeling amongst young people in Benghazi and in the eastern kind of liberated areas, as they're called by the Revolutionary Council. That may shift, though. Speaking to one member of the council this morning, she said that all positions are open, it depends what happens. And another member of the council said to me that he thought that that could shift if Benghazi came under sustained attack, if it was bombed from the air, and there were large numbers of civilians killed, then that position may change.